continue looking at the observing of details. The main reason we've been looking at parts of speech for such a long time is we want each one to realize the importance of observing, carefully observing words when we read the scriptures. It prevents a lot of error. It eliminates assumption, eliminates human reasoning, and all of these things, of course, are extremely important when reading the scriptures. Been looking at verbs, which, again, we've said every verb, and we mean every verb, has a voice, a mood, and a tense. So in every single verb, there is much information just in a single verb. Tense, of course, is pretty easy. We all, when we read, are quite capable of recognizing tense. However, it does seem that when it comes to scriptures, some people do not seem to have quite as much ability in recognizing tense as they do when they're reading something else. And again, tense is very important. It, of course, specifies the time of action, past, present, future. It also describes the kind of action, whether it's just a simple act, a completed act, or a continuous act. So we want to look at present tense, which is a real blessing because it also refers to the kind of act which is continuous. In Psalm 18, just for an example, throughout the Psalms, in fact, it makes a good study if you ever want to do it. The Lord is. He is. It's a good study throughout the whole Bible. It's a good study in Psalms. But in Psalm 18 in verse 2, we read the Lord, that's the noun, that's the subject, is the Lord. Is. That's a verb. Refers to a state of being. And it is present tense. It is continuous action. Now, if you say the Lord is, then, of course, a noun must follow. The Lord is my rock. This is continuous. This is ongoing. This isn't something that was true yesterday and is not true today. You and I may fail to recognize the Lord as our rock, but that doesn't change the fact that the Lord is my rock. So when we see that word is, especially in reference to the Lord, very important. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Or you can say the Lord is my fortress. Again, this is continuous. And my deliverer, my strength, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Down in verse 2, who is, again, present tense, continuous, worthy. He's always worthy to be praised. In Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is. There it is again. Perfect. And you can go on there and you see the present tense. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. It's always doing that. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Psalm 23, we've been in this psalm quite a bit, looking at parts of speech, but again, it starts out, the Lord is, again, continuous, my shepherd. And then as you read through the psalm, you see many verbs, and you see present tense. He maketh. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth. Again, these are present tense. He restoreth. He leadeth again in verse 4. And in verse 4, we see thou art. That's present tense. With me. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It's not that they comforted me, though that is true. They comfort, they continue to do so. Verse 5, thou preparest. Again, this is continual. You may not eat at this table, but the Lord preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. There's always a table prepared before us. The Lord's always doing that. Again, we may not recognize it, but that doesn't change the fact that the Lord prepares this table. And you can go in there in verse 5 and you see anointest, runneth over. All these are present tense. In John chapter 6, in verse 63, John chapter 6, verse 63. It is, there it is again, of present tense, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, present tense. He continues to do so. The Spirit of God doesn't just quicken us one time. He continues to do so. The flesh profiteth, that's present tense. That is, it's always so. It is always so that the Spirit quickeneth, and it is always so that the flesh profiteth nothing. Speaking in the spiritual realm. The words that I speak unto you, they are continuously. The words that Christ speaks, they are present tense. They are spirit. That is, they are spiritual. They are quickening. And they are life. Of course, when Jesus says, I am, that's present tense. That's continuous. John chapter 4, verse 26, the woman at the well said, art thou the Messiah? And he said, I am he. And that's still true today. He continues to be the Messiah, the sent one. He said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. That's continuous. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. All these are present tense. Then there is present perfect tense, just as there is past tense, past perfect, future tense, future perfect. But anyway, present past tense expresses a past action that occurred at an unspecified time. You can't say something happened yesterday and make that present past tense because there's a specified time. So it's referring to an action in the past in an unspecified time, but this action in the past has present consequences. That is, we feel the effect of it presently. That's present perfect tense. It's usually found in the present tense of the word have. That's the best way to identify this. Notice in Genesis 24, Genesis 24, verse 35, we have both present tense and present perfect tense. That is something that happened in the past but has present consequences. Genesis 24, verse 35. And the Lord hath is third person singular, present tense. Hath is present tense of have. And the Lord hath blessed. Doesn't say when. It's an unspecified time. The Lord hath blessed. This is perfect present tense. Something that happened in the past. My master greatly. And then notice. And he is. That's present tense. As a result of the past action of my Lord hath blessed. And he is become great. And then we have it again. And he hath given. That's present past, present perfect tense. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and manservants and maidservants and camels and asses. We see this throughout the scriptures. An action that took place in the past at an unspecified time that has present consequences. Good example again, verses that we've used as our examples in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. We read that he hath blessed us who hath. Again, hath is present tense of have. Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And that, of course, has effects in the present. And you see this as you go down through Ephesians. You see the same thing in verse 4. He hath chosen us. In verse 5, having predestinated. There we have having. Present tense again of have. Having predestinated us. And verse 6, we see the same thing. And he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us. Verse 9, having made known. Again, an action that took place in the past, but they all have present consequences. And then, of course, there's past tense. Very, very simple. We easily recognize past tense. And there's past perfect tense, which basically expresses the idea that something occurred before another action in the past. And in Genesis chapter 1, there's many examples of that. And then, of course, there's future tense. We see in Psalm 23, again, for example, we have present. Most of the psalm is in present tense. But there is also future tense. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But notice, in regards to that, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, we have present tense and we have future tense. He's talking about the armor. He says, above all, taking, that's present tense, continuous action, taking the shield of faith. If you do this in the present, it has an effect upon the future, wherewith ye shall be able. That's future tense. You do what's right in the present, taking the shield of faith, and that enables you for the future. So it's important there to recognize those tenses. It's not past tense taking the shield of faith. It's present. It is something we continually do. And that prepares us for the future. Ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So, again, our present behavior, our present actions do in some way assure our future, what's going to happen in the future. If you don't presently obey the Lord, you don't presently take the shield of faith, and the fiery darts come in the future, you're not going to be able. So, again, it's important to recognize in this verse and many, many, many others, you have present tense, you have future. And so it is important. Again, tenses, we all know tenses when we see them, but it is important that we pay attention to the tenses of a verb. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We are so blessed to have your word in our possession. And we just thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us to have that. We thank you, Lord, that you, at a young age, gave us the ability to read. And now, Lord, we have the ability to read your word. And, Lord, that you've put within us your spirit as our teacher, as our enabler. And we just thank you, Lord, for your word and how you use it in our lives and how you bless our hearts every single day with your word. We do pray today that you would help us, Lord, to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for the songs we'll sing. We thank you, Lord, for everything. And we just pray that you will bless us today, that you would cause us to feel your presence. Lord, that we might go from here closer to thee. And for those that are lost, Lord, we pray that you'd save their souls this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.